This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. And when I say cocked and locked, class, I'm talking in many, many respects. I'm talking about the Boy Scout motto, be prepared. I'm talking about be prepared for everything. Keep your head on a swivel, watch, look, observe, pay attention, be aware of the current situation that you are in. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Do you copy okay? Calling you here on a new handset, so how's the fidelity?
Hey, that sounds, well, even though it's new, Bert, it sounds, well, you're calling from California, Silicon Valley. It sounds just as the others. It's good. It's good.
No better, no worse.
I think the bass is a little raspier than your other one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, Vince, go ahead.
I wanted to mention something. I told the class that during hour number one, I was going to say something that would infuriate them. So yesterday, as you know, class, we have an automotive shop here at the farm, and we repair vehicles. And a vehicle that had been here many, many times for checkups and service and oil changes and, you know, repairs. Our son was working on it, and this thing fell on his foot, on his right foot. This little black, it's the size of two dominoes. It had a little cable attached to it with a connector. And it's got a yellow wire, blue wire, green wire, white wire, a red wire, and a black wire. And he looked at it, and he said, hey, T, you're not going to believe this. And he calls me T. I told you he calls me T. I don't know why. But and this device has the manufacturer's name on it, Spireon. 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 And like spire, like a someone who looks through a spyglass, a spire on. This darn thing is a GPS tracker. It's not installed by Buick or General Motors. This thing, we believe, was installed by the company who sold the car and financed the car.
Wow.
So it was a used vehicle. Mm-hmm. It's a used vehicle, and this is a LoJack device. And you've heard of L-O-J-A-C-K. So LoJack is, where's that car? So these people who sold this vehicle installed this tracking device to monitor the movement of this car from then on while it's being paid for, and it was religiously paid for by this neighbor of ours. So she bought this used car. She had no idea that she was being spied on and tracked by this outfit. I think it's disgraceful. I think it's an invasion of privacy. I think it's beyond the pale. And the company that makes this thing is Spireon, S-P-I-R-E-O-N. And I went to the website. So our son says, look at this. So he showed it to the owner. And the owner was, I believe, livid. And rightfully so. And do you know, while he was looking at it, it got disconnected. Would you believe that? Got unplugged accidentally. But they didn't know, this couple did not know, that this was happening to them. Now, these guys, you know, are we'll say, they're not children. You know, they're not teenagers. These are responsible people in the village, great reputations, and yet they were being spied upon by the company that sold them the vehicle, we believe. And the mechanic or the guy who installed it was careless and didn't install it too well, and it fell down. And these things are, you can go to eBay and you can look up this Spyron, and you'll see them, they're available for like $10, $15, $20. But you have to get the subscription. What I'm saying is, it's over the top class, and I think you're going to want to look under your dash and see if y'all have one of these.
Yeah, and you know what it was there for, obviously, Vince, if they didn't pay their payments, they were going to have the car stall out, and also they could find out the location and come and repossess it. But you said it was paid for religiously, so what she was taking donations from the Sunday service use went to the payments?
Oh, no. No, you know exactly what I mean. What I mean is she didn't miss a payment, not late, none of that stuff. She was she paid for it on time and on schedule.
You know what I would have done is I would have gone further. I would have taken it and put it on another vehicle, like someone who didn't pay their bill, or better yet, that guy that came to your ranch and was giving you a hard time about counting the heads of cattle and all that revenue, while he wasn't looking, go install it in his car.
Yeah. So all I'm saying, class, is this thing is, I'll measure it. It's about a quarter of an inch thick. No, it's half an inch thick. It's 3.5 inches long, and it's 1.5 inches wide. It's small. It's small. It's got, yellow, violet, green, white, black, blue, red wires. Okay? And it seems that if it's accidentally unplugged, yeah, the vehicle works fine. Okay, so that's the heads up. And
yeah. Vince,
I'm livid.
I got to tell you that that story, and I'll research it for next week, Vince. But if I recall, one of the car manufacturers is currently building into the car from the factory that capability. And I'm not sure, I'll research it for the next class, which manufacturer it is, but they're building it into the car to be tracked exactly for the purpose of, if you don't make your payments, they can either stop the car on the street or figure out where it is to come and repossess it. And I forget which manufacturer, but one of them is putting it in their vehicles as you drive away from the dealer for new cars.
We talked about Teslas, and very many, many years ago, we said when they have these autonomous driving cars, that if someone misses a payment, someone at a keyboard remotely could send a signal for, come on back to the impound yard, and just tell the vehicle to drive itself, go from the apartment, go to the impound lot, and the attendant will be at the gate, unlock the gate, chain-linked camp for repossessed Teslas. I thought, that could happen. Now, I'm not saying it does. I don't know. But it sure seems like the capability is there, or almost there.
Yeah. Did you hear the news story this morning? And I didn't listen that intently, but we're talking about artificial intelligence. They were doing a war game, and luckily it was just a game, and they were testing a weapon system, and artificial intelligence was operating the weapon system for Department of Defense, and then the operator wanted to turn it off, and so the weapon system was programmed to go after its targets, and when the operator wanted to turn it off, instead of going after its targets, it went and attacked the operator because it saw them as a threat to its existence. And its prime directive to kill its target. So if it was turned off, it couldn't do that. So so it had to go after its operator. And the Department of Defense, I guess, denied it, but I guess it leaked out that the system turned against its operator. So scary things ahead. We'll devote some classes, Vince, to AI, and I mean, it's such a vast topic and field, and it's pretty much inevitable we're going to be facing it. So I think it's an important topic for future classes, especially on what we talk about, science and technology, on Fridays here.
And, you know, Bert, there's an old saying, and I'm paraphrasing, so if you want to know if it's true or not, wait till it's officially denied. When it's officially denied, you know it's true. And that's what you just said. And, Bert, what I've been reading about artificial intelligence and ChatGPT, people are warning us that this could be the extinction of humanity. Artificial intelligence, exactly what you just said. So this weapon system, let's say it were linked to nuclear warheads, intercontinental ballistic missiles carrying a nuclear payload. This system, I mean, if we entrust a machine and the machine feels threatened through its programming, decides that, we are the enemy, and it launches an aerial strike where a missile goes straight up and comes straight back down, it could kill us all. Through our own stupidity, through our own insatiable greed, through the sum of all ignorance, stupidity, and greed. Absolutely. This is nuts, beyond nuts. Back to you.
Well, let's talk about good news, Vince. We mentioned it in the last class. I'll just reiterate good news because of USA Prepares and other avenues. Ford reversed their plan to take out AM radios, and so all new Fords will now have, and I'm not sure what the effective date is. I think it's going to be effective with the next model year. Every Ford will have an AM radio, so good news for USA Prepares and a lot of people that depend on AM radio. So there's, you know, some good news to balance some of the not so good that has been out the last week or two.
Have you noticed that the CEOs of companies are really lacking in common sense? Have you started to notice that, Bert? It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm talking about how could the CEO of Ford, how could they think that this is a good idea?
Well, they're out of touch is the problem. They're out of touch with the average person. You know, the pay scale difference between CEOs and the average worker has never been greater ever in the history of our country. And Vince, I'm not a socialist. I'm a capitalist. I know you are too. But there's something wrong when the CEO is making, you know, $10 million. And the average bloke on his production line is making, you know, $50,000 or $75,000. It doesn't make sense, you know. And they say, "Oh, that's what we had to pay to retain that person." And I'm thinking, I know probably personally 15 people that could do a better job as CEO of, let's just say, Ford Motor Company. I mean, I know, and they would do it for probably $200,000 a year. And they're paying these outrageous CEO salaries.
Yeah, and the CEO of Alphabet, we reported this week, is compensated $226 million per year.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. He's a U.S. patent holder. He's an electronic engineer, and he's the CEO of a company in Silicon Valley, California. And Bert, Jeff Bezos from Amazon has the world's largest sailboat. It's magnificent. It's huge. The masts are so high that in Europe they almost had to take a bridge down so that they could sail this brand new ship from dry dock out into the ocean. So he's a pretty wealthy guy, but you know the appearance is, well, he's got this massive ship. It's worth $500 million, and you know, but it doesn't use fuel. It just has sails. But what happens is he has following, tagging along this sailboat. He's got a huge yacht with a helicopter on it, a helicopter pad, a helicopter, you know, other boats, jet skis, and all the rest of it, just to make sure everything's okay with the sailboat. So, you know, things are deceiving in terms of, you know, this is not a green energy sailboat. This thing is a massive, massive, massive ship. And how much does he get? How much money do these people get? And yet, The price of Prime has gone up and up and up. The price of Amazon products are going up and up and up. And the CEOs of these large corporations are being compensated more and more and more. And you're absolutely right. You know, the president of the United States used to make $200,000 a year to run the country. And now it's $400,000 a year. And, you know, in our lifetime, it went from $200,000 to $400,000. But that pales in comparison to the compensation of CEOs. You know, a small company, a little, almost a mom-and-pop operation might compensate more than the president makes. But But when the median wage of an employee of the same company is 1,000 times less than what the CEO makes, there's something wrong. The CEO should make even 100 times more than the median wage. How do you spend that much money? What do you do? Because when a CEO goes somewhere, it's all paid for. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner's paid for. Hotel rooms are paid for. Travel's paid for. Insurance is paid for. Everything's paid for. So where does it go? What do they need it for?
Yeah, it's crazy, Vince. I don't know how this happened. I know, and this wasn't going to be our topic for class, but I got to tell you, in 2008, if you remember the financial crisis, banks were going out of business. It was the absolute worst time for banks since the Great Depression. And the government had to bail out billions of dollars that they injected into the banks. Really, it's our money if it's from the government, right? It's people's money. And meanwhile, the banks that hadn't gone out of business were paying their executives million-dollar bonuses. And they said, well, it's not just for performance, because obviously there wasn't much bank performance then. It's for retention. And this reporter is asking about that. He goes, what do you mean retention? They go, well, you know, our executives are very valuable and needed to the bank, and we don't want to lose them. So we have to pay out these bonuses regardless of the performance of the bank. And I'm thinking, that's, oh, my God, that's crazy. Because, I mean, you're lucky to have your job at that point in a bank. And they're actually, with a straight face, saying that's a retention bonus because we're worried another bank is going to hire our executive. Give me a break. I mean, that was just, I don't know where it comes from. I think it's, Vince, it's just the executive staff just pays each other off with these exorbitant bonuses and huge salaries. And I don't know how it happened. You know, it wasn't like it if you go back, you know, 40 years and look at executive pay. It wasn't anything like it is now in terms of what it is with respect to the average salary. I'm talking about the upper echelon.
Plus, you might have known that in a previous life, I designed computer systems for three of the largest credit card banks in the country. And I was telling the CEO of the bank, his credit card bank, I was hired by to develop a computer system, you know, press one, press two, press three, the audio response system that you use in the telephone to actually get to where you want it to go. That was done, we built one of the first ones in 1984-85. And I was discussing it in the president's office. I'll tell you the rest of the story, and it relates to what Bert's saying. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. The Senate passed a bill to raise the government's borrowing limit late last night, sending it to President Biden's desk. The bill is a deal struck by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden to raise the debt ceiling and cut spending. It passed by a 63-36 vote. Four Democrats, 31 Republicans, and one independent voted no. Presidential candidate Donald Trump on a Fox News town hall gathering last night talks about alleged corruption at the Department of Justice and FBI and the dangers it imposes on our country.
It is a dual system of government. There's a dual system of You talk about law and order. You can't have law and order in a country where you have such corruption.
Game one of the best-of-seven NBA Finals last night went to Denver over Miami, 104-93. Game two is Sunday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Perch with us in California, Perch Bertonis. And so, class, here's the rest of the story. So, in the 80s, I was hired as a computer dreamer for three of the largest credit card banks in the country. And one day, I was describing the system that we were building to answer the telephone when customers called in. They'd actually talk to a person at the bank when a customer wanted to know their bank balance, or they wanted to know the statement balance, or the minimum payment, or if they were over limit, or you know, with the fees, where they'd actually talk to a human. Well, the humans didn't want to come to work on Fridays, so they wanted to take a three-day week weekend, and my job was to build a computer system to replace these humans. So I did. And I was explaining to the president of the bank, the CEO, how this was working, and the marketing guy, the vice president of marketing, burst into the president's office, and he said, hey, I just want to let you know, we securitized that portfolio. And class, Bert and I have the same degree. We both have our master's in business, MBA. We both have those. And so I studied 4 years of university studies for finance and economics, and then I supplemented that with 2 more years of advanced business, economics, and finance. So I have a master's degree in it, and so does Bert. And I never heard the term securitized portfolio. Never heard of that. Now, I had been trained, I'd been certified, and that was a new term to me. And I'm trying to think, what the heck is this? I don't get it. Did I miss something? Was I not paying attention in class? What was it? Well, securitized portfolio means that the bank took a specific amount of credit card debt. So they said, all these credit cards over here with account numbers, you know, 1 through 1,000, we're going to sell that debt. And that was a foreign concept to me. I figured out what they meant. They were going to sell the debt. So these customers owed the credit card bank all this money that they charged up on the credit cards. And then we sold it. We sold something we didn't have. That was a really, really foreign concept to me. So these CEOs do things that are the unthinkable. Selling debt in the mid-1980s? So literally, it was called securitizing a portfolio. Bert, did you learn about that in your Master's in Business Administration curriculum?
No, I didn't delve a lot into the banking part of finance. I was more kind of concentrating on corporate finance and financial management and also markets and those sort of things. But, yeah, crazy events. So, you know, that makes you wonder how many positions now in financial management might be replaced by AI.
Right, right. And from what I'm, my research tells me, about 80% of people are going to lose their jobs real soon, real soon. So, you know, from the guy who makes the donuts, that can be replaced with robotics. Decision making, you know, you go to a junk food joint for a fast burger, you can place the order with AI. At a kiosk, and it can be flipped and cooked and placed on a bun and packaged by automation. And the lights can be... Who needs the lights? You don't need the lights. The machines don't need to see what they're doing. They have their own sensors. So we are literally destroying civilization while we speak.
Well,
pretty soon, people aren't going to need to go to work. So how are they going to buy the things they need?
Vince, I have a solution. If we can train these bankers to be pipe fitters and welders and auto mechanics, we actually have a shortage. You know, there's many. Listen to Mike Rowe on his TV show. He talks about there's millions of job openings in a lot of skilled trades like that, and
those can't be
done by AI.
You're right, and I know a guy who was a banker who learned to be a pipe fitter and an auto mechanic and a farmer and an electrician and repair pumps at the bottom of wells and to learn how to improve soil and learned how to raise black Angus cows and fix fence and do battle with the IRS and the county tax assessor and learn how to broadcast. I know a guy who did that.
Yeah, or operate a factory.
And operate a factory, you're absolutely right. And teach public school and teach at the university.
Yeah. So there's hope, but I don't know how many of these young people, younger generation, who feel entitled are going to want to go into those things. So it'll be interesting. There might be a lot of disenchanted members of our workforce in the future.
Right. Right. And one of the things that my dad told me, and I'll bet you your dad told you something similar to this, He might have said, you know, work hard in school, get good grades, learn a lot, get that job with the big company, grow as the company grows, stay there 40 years, retire, get the gold watch, and everything will be good. That's kind of what my dad said. And and when I graduated, about the same time you did, from the university, I said, Dad, IBM just laid off 15,000 people this week. AT&T did the same thing last week. There's no loyalty. There is no 40 years with a company. Companies aren't loyal to the employees. There is no 40 years. There is no gold watch. There is no staying with that company from graduation through retirement. And because of that, because of the outlook being so grim for working hard, being loyal, riding for the brand, riding for the company, staying with the company, and the company living up to its promises, they don't in many cases. So the outlook for a young person to really work hard and be loyal, I think they're saying, why should I? Why should I? Because these companies aren't loyal to us. And you know what? They're right. And when they look at the CEO's compensation, they know this is a twisted, broken system. They know it's not fair. And there's nothing they can do about it. That's up to the board of directors to fix it. And the board of directors are in on the scheme. So they're not going to fix it either. I know. I ran for the board of directors of a utility company, and I was beaten worse than anybody who's ever run for that position. I was beaten by people who knew nothing about electricity, but yet they were on the board, and their job was to say, whatever you want to do, boss, whatever the president wanted to do, they would rubber stamp it. That was their job. They thought they had a big ego, thinking that they were a director of a corporation, a multi-million dollar corporation, and they were patting themselves on the back about how much they've accomplished, but they were rubber stamps, and they didn't even realize it. And in some cases, it's a closed click. The CEO and the board of directors, and they mutually pat each other on the back and compensate each other. That's what they do. Because what you find out in many cases, maybe not so much at Silicon Valley, but in many cases, the board members have no clue as to what the business really does. I wanted to challenge on stage the guys running against me. They were running for re-election for the board of directors of a utility company. I wanted to challenge them to say, see, y'all know what Ohm's Law is, right? Y'all know how that works, right? Would you just mind taking 30 seconds and telling me? And I knew not one of them could do it.
Yeah. And, you know, Ohm's Law is what's behind power distribution and the high voltage power lines that you see. You don't understand why they work if you don't know Ohm's Law.
That's exactly right. And spelled O-H-M, class. Yep, Ohm's Law. It's fundamental in learning about electricity. Absolutely fundamental. And if you decide that you're going to go for your ham radio operator's license, you're going to have to learn Ohm's Law. And that's what we talked about in hour number one, how utility companies are increasing their revenue by increasing the voltage. So they increase the voltage, and electric motors take the same amount of amps. So amps times volts equals watts. That's Ohm's Law. That's Ohm's Law. Okay? And they sell electricity by the watt. So they bump up the voltage 7%, and their revenue goes up somewhere around 7%.
Yeah. But, Vince, you probably mentioned that most of that ends up going into heat and probably also lowering the life of some of those motors.
Right. And then the president says, don't you all be wasting all this electricity, because we got a climate problem, so don't be heating up the planet. So the utility companies are increasing the temperature of the planet through their own greed, and then the president saying, don't be causing climate problems, and don't you be using your gas stoves, and we need to have more solar power, and we need to get away from fossil fuels because it heats up the planet and produces too much carbon. And it's all of this, every single bit of it, Bert, can be traced back to individual greed and individual stupidity, the sum of which is going to kill us all. Are you waiting for me to say something?
Vince, I got good news for you. We have, for your farm, I know you're looking for a new electric vehicle to drive around the farm. Vince, I have the latest new EVs just out, top of the list, GMC Hummer EV. Vince, it's only $115,000. Looks like a Hummer. But it's all EV, goes 329 miles, has a tri-motor. The tri-motor is actually the Edition 1, so that's an option. But it's only $115,000. Vince, if you want to spend a little less, I know you like Fords, the F-150 Lightning. Well, Vince, that's only $88,000, 320-mile range. You mentioned $88,000 for an F-150. Well, that's what it is. Base price, that's with no options. It goes 320 miles with the extended range model. So I think the $88,000 is only 230 miles. It does have 10,000 pound towing capacity, Vince, but your range is not going to be anywhere near that towing, because what we've now learned is the EV trucks, for whatever reasons, and there's a few of them, the range goes drastically down if you're doing any towing. So, and of course, part of the reason you got a truck is to do towing.
That's exactly right. And put a load in the pickup truck bed, which has been reduced because the battery capacity got heavier. The battery got heavier.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, Bert, I believe you mentioned that I like Ford trucks. Actually, I don't. I have an old F-250 here, 1976 model, 1977, and in the barn. And we have one that I bought, a late 1980s model. I want to pull the engine out of it and swap it and adapt the engine, a six-cylinder, three-liter inline six, and put it in the old F-250 Ford pickup truck. But the new Fords I don't like, and my feeling is, and it's just my opinion, so don't believe anything I say, class. Don't believe a word that you hear from me or that you hear in the media or that you read on the Internet. Don't believe anything until you verify for yourself. But I have this saying that if it takes four bolts to put it together, Ford can do it with three. And I mean it. It seems like they leave parts out, things that would be nice if they added the extra strength. But they're pulling parts out, so I really don't like Ford. Now, Ford bought Jaguar, okay? And then they sold Jaguar and Land Rover to the Chinese. So in this electric vehicle race to the bottom, Ford is now... And it's called Jaguar Land Rover, JLR is the company. It's a Chinese company. They're recalling 6,400 of their I-Pace, I-PACE, electric SUVs delivered to the United States because the high-voltage battery may overheat and catch fire.
Yeah, I'm looking at one now, Vince. I-Pace EV400. Vince, it's only $75,000.
Huh.
But, Vince, okay, let's be serious here. I know you're a Mercedes fan. So there's a model called the Mercedes EQS. It's a good-looking vehicle. It's all electric. And it's 300 and, well, the plus version, I think that cost a little extra, is 305 miles. But the base version, Vince, well, you like Mercedes, take a guess what the base price for the basic Mercedes EQS SUV is.
Well, I know it's got an enormous amount of torque, and I know that it's got an enormous battery. I don't know the exact price, but I'm thinking it's got to be like over 100.
Yeah, you're correct. It's 105,000. That's the base. The plus, I don't have the price here for, but...
How much is it if you want the steering wheel and the seats? Well, that's in the eye of the beholder. I kind of, you know, to me, all of these electric vehicles look like they have an evil grin to the grill. I mean, that's to me. Now, you're right. I do like Mercedes. Yeah. I really do. And we have a bunch of them here at the farm. And but they're all old. They're all antiques.
Yeah.
So we have some station wagons. We have, you know, diesels. And they're wonderful vehicles. I mean, I guess I'm a car collector. And I like working on them. But there's no way. There's no way I would buy an electric vehicle that has capacitors in it that are going to quit in 10 years. There's no way. No way. Makes no sense.
Car and driver.
No, they do, Bert. We know they do.
Yeah. Car and driver calls this Mercedes. Hey, Bert, let me just a blob. Because it looks like a blob.
All right. So, Bert, let me share this. Let me share this with you. I don't think we've ever talked about this, but the class needs to know about it. So there's a problem with some of the Dodge automatic transmissions in their trucks, and they seem to not be able to hold a gear, meaning, you know, you're in one particular gear, let's say third gear, and it shifts down to second, or you're in overdrive and it shifts down into fourth. So up, down, and it's really rough on the transmission. So we think we figured out what the problem is. The problem is electromagnetic radiation coming from cell towers and from under the hood, hopping on the wiring harness and confusing the transmissions. So I said to our son, "I want to put a diode in series with this particular power lead to the transmission, positive power line and or cable or wire, and also some filtering, either a choke or capacitors or the combination of all three." He called the Dodge dealer and he said, "That's exactly what the problem is. It's the cell towers. When people drive these Dodge trucks into a city where there are lots of cell communications and cell phone radiation, it confuses the transmission. So you have to put a filter," and they're working on this. Can you imagine that? So what used to work 10 years ago with a wiring harness now is unable to keep the transmission working because of the extra electromagnetic radiation. And this spire-on device that is under the dashboard, this tracking device, this LoJack device, actually runs in the 1,000 megahertz range. So this thing is aiming right at your reproductive system under the dash of your vehicle, and you don't even know it. These are outrageous technological, I won't say advances, deployments. This is scary stuff, Bert. Hey, by the way, Bert, I've got an opening on Monday if you would like it.
Sure. Pencil me in.
Okay, so we can flesh out a lot more that we didn't get to. As a matter of fact, we might even get to your syllabus that we didn't get to today.
Well, we covered a little.
Okay, 2 hours Monday, you and me. I'm looking forward to it. Bert, have a wonderful weekend.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.